Ruth chapter 4, verse 11 says this, "Then all the people who were at the gate and the elders said, 'We are witnesses. May the Lord make this woman who's coming into your house like Rachel and Leah, who together built up the house of Israel. And may you act worthily in Ephrathah and be renowned in Bethlehem. And may your house be like the house of Perez, whom Tamar bore to Judah, because of the offspring that the Lord will give you by this young woman.'" Hope rises among the people that were gathered around the gate that day in Bethlehem, and they pray a blessing upon Boaz. So watch what they pray. They pray that Ruth's offspring would build Israel back up. The comparison is made between Ruth and Rachel and Leah. Rachel and Leah were the wives of Jacob who produced the 12 tribes of Israel. But this prayer is not just that Ruth would have a bunch of kids, but that however many she had, that they would build Israel up. You remember what type of spiritual situation the book of Ruth is written in, correct? It's the time of the judges, spiritual apostasy and rebellion. They needed a guide, a king. They needed a spiritual and righteous leader, and these witnesses knew that, and they prayed for that. Hope was on the rise among the people of Bethlehem because they saw two people honoring and obeying and trusting the word of the Lord. So the question becomes, do people have reason to put their foot on the accelerator of hope for the church because they see you honoring and obeying and trusting as you follow Jesus, who did all of this perfectly? As you pray today, please remember Pablo Muñez, our missionary in Chile. And also remember the Enzima broadcast that's heard in Ghana and the Ivory Coast.